Okay. Hang on to your hay bales. I want to introduce you to my very special friends all the way from Concordia, Kansas, who played here year before last at Scenic Roots, Amber and Aaron Rodgers, and now it's Amber and Daddy Doug. And Doug has done a remarkable job learning the songs that Amber has taught him since she was a baby. With any further ado, Scenic Roots, please give them a big hand from Concordia, Kansas.
Disclaimer that we drove all night, so we cannot be held responsible for what may come out of our mouths the next 45-50 minutes. We don't know which end is up. We just think that we're in Indiana. Think that might be accurate. And
they changed time zones. I saw that.
Time zones. And something about this guy named John Hartford or something. Supposed to play some of his songs or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We
could sing an Ernie song.
We could sing an Ernie song, but we didn't practice an
Ernie
song.
We didn't practice, though. Next time, Ernie.
Let's go for a John Hartford.
Which is on the same, yeah.
Can we go hunting for a squirrel in the morning?
Yeah,
it's not really morning anymore, but it still feels like morning to me. Squirrel hunting in the morning? Afternoon.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dinner's coming.
This is a Hartford tune, you betcha.
Yeah.
Squirrel Hunter.
Thank you.
Well, this next song is a good tenor tune, and it goes out to any of you who have raised or are raising boys. We got any of those out there? Yeah. I know I personally ate one meal, started when I was 13 and ended when I was 50. Never stopped in between. I ate in my sleep. And I thought that I was over that, actually. But I work in a post office in Belleville, Kansas, a little small town. There's seven of us in the post office, and we've got a clerk who brings in these fabulous cinnamon rolls. And she brings four dozen, and there's seven of us. And she brought some in about 2 weeks ago. And the cleaning woman came in at noon, and Dottie told her, "Got cinnamon rolls, help yourself." And she says, "Oh, I'll wait until the end of the day and eat one that's left." And Dottie says, "There will be none left. Doug is here today." So I guess I still can put it away. But I walk 17 miles a day, so I need it. So this is a song for all you who have to feed somebody like this. And it starts old-timey. We know it's that way because it begins with the word that all old-time songs begin with. Well, now, how many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat 49 more than a pound of meat this morning, this evening, right now? Baby this morning, love my wife and love my baby this evening, love my wife and love my baby, love my biscuits, soft and gravy this morning, this evening, right now. Well, how many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat 49 more and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now? Biscuits good brown this morning. Make them biscuits nice brown this evening. Burn them biscuits good and brown. A pot of my coffee to wash them down this morning, this evening, right now. Well, how many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat 49 more inside of me this morning, this evening, right now? Coffee good and strong this morning. Work that coffee nice strong this evening. Pour my coffee good and strong. Keep on bringing them biscuits on this morning, this evening, right now. Last time. Well, how many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat 49 more and a hank of meat this morning? Down south, they have hominy biscuits instead of how many biscuits. They make hominy biscuits now and then.
So you learned that there's something Dad loves, it's food. So you need to know that if there's something I love, it's pet chickens. And we just hatched 13? 13 little chicks. And we called in this morning to Mom, who's in charge of chores while we're away. And the chicks were on top of the picnic table with our Great Pyrenees puppy. They were having a good time chowing down on a rotten rabbit. A good morning's breakfast. So we're going to sing you a song about chickens, but every now and then my chickens get a little too friendly for the visitors coming to the farm. One day there was a... The UPS man came, right? And I had these four pet hens at the time. And the UPS man came to the door and brought me the box. And by the time he got back to his truck, three of my little red hens had hopped aboard for a ride in the big brown truck. The UPS man shooed them out, turned around, get back in. And by the time he turned around and got back in, there were three hens in the little brown truck. So he eventually came back to the door. He said, "Ma'am, you're going to have to help me with your chickens." It was the best moment of a chicken caretaker ever. So we're going to sing a little song about chickens. And when I'm gone sometimes on tour, now someone is with me on tour, so I don't know if this will happen so often, but every now and then on tour I would come home and my number of chickens in the chicken house would be down one or two. And I just am speculating what happened to said chickens. I have a feeling it might have had something to do with soup. And biscuits, right? Yeah.
Humidity. We're from Kansas. We don't get much humidity, which I'm thankful for.
I just wanted to play it again. That's really all it was. It should be raining right now. I feel like the humidity is so high that it should just be... Anyway, chickens. Thank you. Such a nice welcome. Hope y'all brought extra deodorant.
We did?
We didn't. I hope they did.
Hope they did.
We'll share. Exciting news on the farm is that we have these Cooney pigs, and our Cooney pig named Miss Piggy is due to have babies today. So we're waiting. I was convinced she was going to have them like a week ago. So she does. She loves us. We're like, sorry, Mom, you can't go. Baby pigs, baby chickens. I'll keep you out of trouble. So anyway, we're expecting a very happy.
We thought about bringing Miss Piggy with us.
Oh, that would have been fun. Why not?
My wife vetoed that one.
Yeah. See?
She was afraid we'd make her clean the truck afterwards, so she, no. Didn't go.
I think you need to go up one more there. So last summer, I learned this tune sitting on the porch, which is where all good tunes should be learned. And it's kind of become a life's theme song, except for it doesn't rain very much in Kansas, so it's not working out very good for me yet, but working on that forecaster. Banjo project ever, but there is this thing called the Banjo Babes calendar, and there are two banjo babes in your midst today. It's not all that often the banjo babes can gather.
This is my first banjo babe gathering.
This is mine as well. So thrilling. Yes.
I'm the month of June in the calendar.
I was February, but you could cut me out and put me in, like, July if you want. I've been every month in my office. Totally full of myself.
Now, we only have 300 of them in the van, maybe. Yeah, you can buy one for yourself and one for all your schoolmates and one for all your friends and one for all those people that are not your friends.
I think the hens will lay better if you hang one in the hen house.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to play a couple tunes. This one's the Angeline, the baker.
I feel like you should go in the middle.
And we'll banjo around.
Man in the middle.
All right.
We don't do that song. Been surrounded by clawhammer banjos, it is cool. I can almost forget about work at the post office. That is neat. Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
All right, future banjo.
Oh
right.
Man,
dig it.
Buy that Banjo Babe calendar. It's got a song from each of the 12 or 13 artists.
13, yeah.
They give you an extra
bonus,
a preview for next year. So buy the calendar, you get 13 songs. Buy two calendars, get two CDs, put one on each player, one on each side of your head, and you can know what I'm experiencing up here. It is true bliss. This is cool.
So, life isn't complete without more than one rabbit song in a set. So it's time for the big odd rabbit.
Yeah.
Big eyed rabbit's gone.
want to know how to get your kids to practice? I always taught my kids, I told them, you better get good. You better have talent. You better play well. Because we get up on the stage together and I already got the good looks taken care of.
It was good advice. So we've made it quite a bit into our set and we haven't killed anyone yet. We made it a long drive and
didn't
kill anyone that we know of. So it's about time that we let somebody have it. So we're going to take you back in time. I've heard a couple of different versions of this song. So it depends on where you come from as to which version you sing. One version talks about a diver, as in water, diver boy. I don't know anything about water. I live in Kansas. The idea of water is taking the hose and having a fun time. But if you come from the plains, you might have heard a version called the driver boy. So we're going to render for you this afternoon the driver boy. But if that seems foreign to you, why you just picture the diver boy. But this song dates back to the 1400s over in England. It's been morphed and changed through the years. This is one called Young Emily.
She loved her driver boy.
can't you hear the banjo ring? I wish that gal were mine. Can't you hear the banjo ring? I wish that gal were mine.
Y'all on the mood for another dying song or a food song? I think it's a dying. I think it's the dying crowd.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where I'm going. I'm getting old and.
Hartford's next.
Well, this one is in the vein of a Hartford song. It's a tribute. It's not necessarily. We're not going to do all this stuff, but we're going to do the vein. And he had a vein that went like this. And as I am getting up there advanced in the age, my wife was worried about me driving all night. She says, you're 60 years old now. You should stop that stuff. But I made it.
Woo! Yep.
But I am reaching that advanced age, and I even get telemarketing calls now. You get anybody else reach that age where you're starting to get those telemarketing calls from prepaid funeral salesman? You know? You get on that list and they interrupt your dinner and start trying to sell you a plan. And well, you know, I came up with something even better. The guy told me, he got to talking to me, and I thought, well, I really ought to have a plan. And I come up with one. I says, you just hold on to your phone. And let me tell you about my plan. And it goes something like this. People tell me that I ought to save my money so I can be laid away in style in a walnut box with all the fancy trimmings, vacuum sealed to keep me safe for a while. But send me the glory in a glad bag. Don't waste no fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me by the curb next Tuesday and let the city sanitation bear me home. I don't need a fancy funeral, flowers and tears and all that jive. When I'm dead, you know that won't impress me. So buy me some stuff while I'm alive. Then send me the glory in a glad bag. Don't waste no fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me by the curb next Tuesday and let the city sanitation bear me home. Modern day folks have gone green. We got any greenies in the audience? The environmentalists, this is your verse. There's trouble at the sanitary landfill. It's filling up with permanent debris. So make my glad bag out of corn and not plastic. Then it will decompose along with me. Then send me the glory in a by the curb next Tuesday and let the city sanitation bear me home. My wife and I went out to buy some Glad bags. She winked at me as we were driving back. She said that paradise awaits me as soon as she gets me in the sack. So send me to glory in a Glad bag. Don't waste no fancy coughing on my bones. Just set me by the curb next Tuesday and let the city sanitation bear me home. If I should die upon the eve of Christmas, place my Glad bag beneath the Christmas tree. And when the children open up all their presents, the big surprise will be the death of me. Then send me to glory in a Glad bag. I don't waste no fancy coughing on my bones. Just set me by the curb next to. Let the city sanitation bear me home. Well, it may be that I'm not bound for glory, but to that other place I would not choose. So if it seems I'm headed that direction, an oven bag would be the thing to use. Then send me to glory in a Glad bag. Don't waste no fancy coughing on my bones. Set me by the curb next Tuesday and let the city sanitation bear me home. Big finish. Swing low, oh, swing garbage truck coming for to carry me home. Yeah! The song John Hartford wish he'd written.
So last week, perfect. Last week, back home in Kansas, the International Folk Alliance Conference folks hosted a John Hartford tribute night, and I got to be a part of that night, and so I decided that I should learn a couple of new John Hartford pieces for that night. Yeah. And I had high expectations for myself. I was like, ah, this can't be that hard. I mean, a little fiddling, a little singing, a little foot thing, not a big deal. So as it turns out, I'm not coordinated, so you'll have to do the percussion part, because that's not happening. And the whole tongue twister last verse doesn't ever come out right, so you can listen to the recording and hear it at the end of the day. But it was a big, big fun event there in Kansas City. So this is a bit, hopefully, in my tired state, of the flea market breakdown. Thank you.
like us. Well, you broke the egg that's in my heart when you said that we must part. Well, darling, it sure does hurt, but I got a yoke running down my shirt.
Professionals never let sleep deprivation get in the way. No.
Those hearts are worried when you're rested. Okay, so we're gonna sing you a song, and then we're gonna play you a tune, and then we're gonna bid you farewell until Saturday, and thank you for sitting on your straw with us. It's been a very good time. This is one call now. Ernie played us a song that reminded me of a song, and sometimes you can't talk about this stuff because, well, people think you shouldn't ought to talk about it, but it's something that happens. It should happen every day anyway. So we're gonna.
Of course, it feels better. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're gonna end our set here with this one called the John Stinson's Number Two. Thank you, thank you. We shall see you on Saturday.
Rested, rested.
Rested.
We got time for one more.
Got time for one more?
One more!
One more, why not?
Let's make them sing, shall we?
Do what?
Irving, Irving. First, one of the first times I've been hanging around with Ernie for years at Winfield at that festival, and one of the first things we had done where I was with him and he did a show, he went to a school. They were bringing kids in, and Ernie did a show, and oh man, he just thought he nailed it because the kids all at the end started yelling. He thought, Ernie, 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 Ernie. So we were coming on afterwards, and I shook my head to him, and I says, Ernie, they're saying their school's name is Irving. Irving, Irving, Irving. It just deflated his bubble. He's never been the same since. No, he's scared to get in front of people now.
Well, y'all have kind of just been sitting there like bumps on a log, so I thought it was time that y'all did something. So we're going to sing you my favorite sing-along song. So y'all have to sing along to my favorite sing-along song or else it will be very sad until Saturday, which would not be cool since we're at a festival. Yeah, so the song is called Turkey in the Straw, fitting straw, turkeys, you know,
straw.
So the chorus, I'm going to sing a line that goes, Turkey in the Straw, your part goes, ha, ha, ha. So, but in time and in tune would be ideal. I know, it's so hard. It still feels like it's morning, but it's not. It's so hard in the afternoon. So let's practice. I'm going to sing, ha, ha, ha. That's all so far. We'll take it one step at a time. So I'm going to sing, Turkey in the Straw. That was fairly not good, but you'll get better as goes
by. I'm deaf.
Turkey in the Straw, ha, ha, ha. Then I'm going to sing Turkey in the Hay. This time, hey, hey, hey is your part. So we're going to do the whole thing, and we'll see what happens. Turkey in the Straw. Turkey in the Hay. Perfect. And then this last part is super simple. Y'all will catch it. It just goes like this. You roll up a twister with a hot tuck of haw, and you fiddle up to recall the turkey and the straw. The most important part is that straw at the end. And the rest doesn't make much sense, so just make some noise and it'll be fabulous. Did you ever see a fish you do?
From Concordia, Kansas, the Red Eye Special, straight through, 12 hours, 20,000 miles, and they made it without killing anybody that they knew of. Doug Rogers and Amber Rogers. You knew? Oh, okay. Oh, that's different. That's acceptable. Yeah, these are modern, aggressive American times.